It's not often that a brand disappears, only to be revived decades later. But such is the case of Lidke Chocolate, a once well-known and much-loved confectionery brand in early 20th century Czechoslovakia that was revived in 2018 as a tiny artisan operation by the Kutná Hora-based husband and wife team of Pavel and Lada Bartoš. I met up with Lada Bartošová at the Kutná Hora Chocolate Museum, situated at the back of a small store selling Lidke and other Czech artisan chocolates. She explained what motivated her to revive a defunct chocolate brand.
Firstly, we just founded the exposition about the history of this brand, because when we appeared at 100 years ago in Kutná Hora, there used to be so famous and great chocolate factory, we couldn't believe that no one knew anymore about this brand. So firstly, we founded exposition in the museum, and a few years later, we also started to produce chocolate.
Czech chocolate production harks back to the 19th century, during the era of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. Voluminous Czech sugar beet production made such endeavors economically viable. But the true boom in chocolate production came during the First Republic, following the founding of Czechoslovakia in 1918. Lidke Chocolate came about that very same year, courtesy of the Kokol and Michera Chocolate and Confectionery Production Facility situated in Kutná Hora, a small historic town just east of Prague. Martina Brhlíková has been with Lidke for more than 3 years, selling chocolate and guiding visitors through the Museum of Chocolate.
Okay, so I usually tell them first, like, about the earliest history of the whole chocolate factory, so that it was founded here in 1918 and the production was officially closed in 1958, so for about 40 years. It was first named after the owners, Kokol and Michera, but since it was being sold all over the world and the name was quite long and hard to remember and difficult for people not speaking Czech, the owners decided to rename the chocolate and they gave it the name Lidke, which was the daughter of one of the employees. It's like a short version of Ludmila.
Martina pointed to a drawing of little Lidke on the wall of the cramped museum. She was about 6 or 7 at the time.
The factory withstood the Great Depression and the Second World War quite well. In the first like 20 years of their existence, they managed to produce over 5,000 different types of different like bonbons, meaning chocolate bonbons, and like drops, like the hard bonbons that you need to suck in your mouth for some time for them to melt, and caramels as well. Mm-hmm. So they came up with like 4 or 5 new kinds per week, which is kind of crazy.
And just who were Kokol and Michera?
Well, Mr. Kokol, Kokol was the person who pretty much came up with the idea of making chocolate here in Kutná Hora. He was pretty much like a self-made man. He was one of 14 siblings. He didn't really come from like a wealthy family. When it comes to Mr. Michera, well, he was kind of an investor, mostly. He died during the Second World War.
Lada Bartošová continued.
Founder of the chocolate factory, Mr. Kokol, was a very active member of church. So he was using the contacts that he had because of the school of missionaries. So firstly, he had cocoa beans from Africa, mostly from Ghana. And later, his nephews were traveling and they were buying cocoa beans in a central and south part of America.
Meanwhile, Martina Brhlíková relayed a myth about the fate of Eduard Michera, one that has been hard to verify given the loss of so much historical documentation from this era.
During the war, the employees in the chocolate factory used to make dark chocolate with methamphetamine.
For the soldiers.
For vermin soldiers, exactly. And what happened during the war was that one of the shipments of the chocolates didn't get to the desired place, I guess. Mr. Michera was responsible for it, and the secret police, Gestapo, they came to get him, and no one's ever seen him again.
Lada Bartošová is not so sure about the story of Lidke being forced to assist Nazi troops.
The original employees told that, but we don't have in some papers, just some memories. They told us that finally the chocolate factory never gave these chocolate bars to Nazis, and it was stolen somewhere during the way. So it's quite interesting story, but we don't know.
What about the Czech National Archives? How much has been found there about Kokol and Michera?
Quite a lot of things were destroyed. We found quite a lot of documents about things which were paid by the founder of the chocolate factory, because he was supporting poor children, some hospitals and so on. So we have documents from here.
Lada also said she had identified some newspaper clippings and other documents about Kokol and Mihera, but not enough to explain several lingering mysteries.
So mostly the history we know from the original employees and from the people who remember this time.
In 1948, after the communists seized power in Czechoslovakia, the Lidka plant was forcibly nationalized, shut down for 2 years and then reopened. Zdeněk Mihera refused to hand over his recipes to the communist and soon after fled the country for the Americas.
He was over 60 years old and he did have some different business activities before making chocolate. So he already built like 2 different businesses on his own, and I don't think he had the energy to create something else. Plus he really didn't have any capital or any money that he would use for starting something new, and he died quite soon after immigrating, after a few years.
Really? Lada Bartošová explained how the enterprise fell victim to communist-era repressions.
The Mihera's family stayed in Czechoslovakia, but the communists, like they behaved normally at that time, nearly destroyed the family. So, for example, his wife was working in some chicken factory. And indeed, we don't know what was the destiny of Mr. Mihera, because nearly all of the documents disappeared.
Were there any descendants of the original owners still living here in Kutná Hora?
The nephew of the founder of the chocolate factory still lives here in Kutná Hora, and quite often she goes to the museum. But the rest of family lives absolutely everywhere, because nearly all of them emigrated. And the family of the second owner of the chocolate factory lived not far away from here. They originally lived in Čáslav for some time.
In 1958, Lidka chocolate production ended in Kutná Hora, shifting the key center of Czech chocolate production to the also now state-owned enterprise Orion in Prague's Modřany district. Meanwhile, the former Lidka factory in Kutná Hora was transformed into a truck production facility. Today, the main building, once part of a larger production complex, serves as the state archives of Kutná Hora. Martina continued.
And in the 70s, the production of Lidka moved again to another Czechoslovakian chocolate factory, which was Diana in Děčín, and it pretty much stayed there until 1991.
In 1991, most Czechoslovak chocolate production was lumped together into a national enterprise called Čokoládovny, comprising top Czechoslovak brands such as Orion, Diana, Zora and Opavia. The enterprise ended up being bought up by the confectionery behemoths Nestlé and Danone. Orion then went on to become the Czech flagship brand for Nestlé. Martina Berhlíková continues.
And they either closed or sold the other chocolate factories. The brand Lidka was then sold in 1995 to the British Virgin Islands in the Caribbean. But the current owners managed to get it back from there several years ago. And since 2018, we have been producing and selling Lidka here in Kutná Hora again.
Lada Bartošová explains how this was achieved.
Right. It was quite a difficult and long way because after the Velvet Revolution, Nestlé bought the brand of Kutná Hora chocolate.
Right.
In a few years, they decided that it's not interesting anymore, so it started to be free. And in the wild 90s, a lot of business started to make some interesting things with different old Czech brands and also with Lidka brand. So it moved abroad, and we contacted them because we originally wanted the name of Lidka used just in the name of the museum, but they didn't answer. And I said, hey, I really want this brand because its place is here in Kutná Hora.
Lada and her husband waited a few years to see if the owners would renew their title to the brand when it was set to expire. Ultimately, when the registration day arrived, they submitted the paperwork and managed to gain the brand name, not from the owner, but from the Czech state to which it had reverted as a former state enterprise.
Wow. There used to be much more centers of chocolate because Czechoslovakia was really a big producer of chocolate. Before the Second World War, we were, I think, the third biggest producer of chocolate for some time. But what wasn't destroyed during 1950s was destroyed in 1989 when Nestlé and other big companies came to Czechoslovakia. Indeed, they bought whole chocolate industry in this area and also all brands of all sweets and also brand of our chocolate.
Much of this history is relayed via the artifacts inside the Chocolate Museum, with locals even occasionally donating new Lidka-themed items they have found at home. A few minutes' walk away from the museum, I was allowed inside to see the revived Lidka's chocolate production facilities, no longer employing 500 people, but more like 5 people or so.
Okay, so the first thing I noticed is a machine where, like, some kind of chocolate is pouring out of a tap.
Yeah, this is one hour tempering machine. So this is the final thing for making chocolate tempering. It's because when you want to have shiny, dark brown chocolate with a good consistency, it's necessary to temper it well.
So what is tempering? Is that like tempering, mixing?
It's a mixing and changes temperatures. Oh. You have to put the temperature down, a little bit upper, and so on. So it's a time when the crystals of sugar and cocoa butter put together the right way to have the chocolate in the right condition.
And next to that, I see some kind of, it looks like, I don't know, a grill with some bits and pieces.
This is some vibration table. When you put the chocolate to the chocolate mold, there still stay some small bubbles. So that's why when we fill the chocolate mold, we put it to the vibration table, uh-huh. and the bubbles go away from the chocolate bar. So then the texture of this chocolate is very nice.
And beneath that is a bowl of something white. Is that cocoa butter?
No, this is white chocolate.
White chocolate.
And this is a small tempering machine.
Okay.
You can see we have three of them.
Yes, yes.
Each kind of chocolate is in different one because of the allergens.
Mm-hmm. And I see some plastic forms in it.
All of these are chocolate molds, which are originally made from polycarbonate.
And on the other side, we have a couple of kind of mixing machines. What are they?
These are small melangers. These are for some other tasting charges to make new, for example, kinds of cocoa beans, and we are tasting new bars here.
Fantastic. So everything, all of your entire chocolate production is at the moment based in this one room. This is where you create everything.
Here.
Or in a little neighboring room here where you have a... Okay, so now we're walking into a supply room.
And this is also...
Hello.
Now it doesn't work because we don't need it today, but this is a machine which is making cocoa nibs from cocoa beans.
Cocoa nibs
from
cocoa beans.
So it's called Ninja, so it's like making small pieces from big ones.
Wow. Could you, in fact, very briefly describe how exactly do you make chocolate? What are the basic ingredients and the basic processes?
Basic ingredients are cocoa beans. So firstly, it's necessary to find good cocoa beans. This is the most interesting of all.
Yes.
And then we bring it to the Czech Republic. We choose just the right one cocoa beans, just personally by your hands. Then we roast it. Then we bake the small cocoa nibs from these roasted cocoa beans. And these cocoa nibs we put to that melanger and we grind them for many hours. By the old recipes, nearly 100 hours.
100 hours.
And putting sugar or powdered milk to the melanger, we are making different kinds of chocolate indeed. And then after that 96 or 100 hours, we make big bars of chocolate, really big bars, nearly 1 meter long, and just let it lie for 3 weeks approximately. And then we put these big bars on chocolate stones and we melt them, and we are making that temperation you saw at the beginning.
And how do you tell, how do you determine whether you're happy with what you've made or whether you're happy with a new product? Do you do kind of taste testing and things like this?
Yeah, we are making tasting here with our employees. We are saying them Oompa Loompas, so you can see out here our Oompa Loompas. But also always when we have some final product, so before we decide, we will really make the package and so on. So firstly, we bring these bars to the Chocolate Museum and give samples to our visitors of the Chocolate Museum. So finally, we know very well what is the best chocolate for our visitors.
And what about the future plans of Lidka and the handful of other small Czech so-called bean-to-bar manufacturers?
I think that nowadays, in the situation in the Czech Republic, no one of us will be bigger than 15, 18 employees, indeed.
Right.
But we are trying to cooperate together, so nearly all of us, we are friends.
Okay.
We are in daily contact. We are also making together the chocolate festival, where all of Czech bean-to-bar makers are on one place. And all of people who come to the chocolate festival can also taste all of Czech bean-to-bar makers. So it's like we are wanted to show that real chocolate is really good chocolate.
The chocolate festival in question, aka the Festival Poctivé České Čokolády 2025, or the Virtuous Chocolate Festival, is being held this year in Kutná Hora from October the 24th to the 26th, with chocolate-themed events dotted around 16 key locations across the town.